In this week's episode of the InvestSmart series, brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia, we talk about financial scams. Every day, we keep hearing of people losing their lifelong savings to unauthorized and unregulated financial schemes, with many falling prey to promises of increasing one's wealth.
The convincing power was so good, they brought in people who already invested and they made money to testify and say, oh look, this gentleman here became a millionaire, blah, blah, blah. All those things, you know, the gimmicks to entice people to invest.
That was just one of many victims of such scams. Fu Li Mei, the Securities Commission's Chief Regulatory Officer, shares her own observations.
Most of the financial scams that we've seen, well, firstly, promise large returns in a very short time. Secondly, they always rush you into making a decision. They will tell you, you know, this is the last day, or if you sign up today, you get 1% more returns. Thirdly, many of these schemes, they focus on the downliner recruitment rather than selling a product or selling you something. So it's all about you getting more members, more people to come into the scheme.
So why do people fall victim to such investment schemes, especially if they are unregulated?
I think everyone should start thinking about savings or investing for their future. That's a good thing. But the problem starts when one gets a little bit too greedy and start looking at quick returns in a short period of time. So when that happens, investors begin to be a bit careless and they get blinded by merely the returns. So I think that's where the problem will start.
Fu offers some sound advice on what one should do when approached by anyone trying to sell such investment schemes. Here is a checklist.
Firstly, are you licensed? I think that's the very, very important question, because anyone who wants to sell an investment product or anyone who offers to manage your money for you need to be licensed by the Securities Commission. Secondly, if you want to check whether they're licensed, please go to the SCS website. The list of licensed persons are there. Or if you need to talk to us or email us, there's the SCS email at aduan@seccom.com.my.
Once you have ascertained the legality of such schemes, you need to ask more questions. After all, it is your hard-earned money.
I would really like to understand what is it that they are selling me. What is this product all about? What are the risks? What are the returns? Is there any documentation or information accompanying this product? If there is, read them carefully. You know, most of the time, the operator of these schemes will absolve themselves from liability in this document. So if you don't read, you're going to get caught there and you're not going to get any return for your investments.
And it's not like there is not enough information out there. A lot of what investors need to know can be found on the Securities Commission's website, especially warnings.
Apart from a list of licensed persons and licensed intermediaries, what we do have is our own alert list of both individuals and companies that we have come across which may be offering illegal schemes. Investors should also look through this alert list, see if the companies or the individuals approaching them fall within this list. There's a lot of information in the SCS website, in our InvestSmart website, on some of these capital market products that one can invest in. Do your own research, maybe, before you go into all these products.
And to help with your own research as well, Fu offers some warning signs to look out for.
Some of these red flags would be, while the returns may not be like 20-30%, it is normally much, much higher than what you would get if you were to invest your money in the legitimate schemes or if you put it away in the bank. So if it's too good to be true, it's probably not true. One should be really, really looking out for that. And the danger is, if you don't do that and you start getting your family members, your friends into the scheme, and they're going to lose really a lot of money.
And so at the end of the day, just remember, this is a lifetime of savings you will put at risk with any investment decision you make. So arm yourself with the proper knowledge.
My advice, very simply, look before you leap. Always, always know who you're dealing with, what you're buying into, and what's the risk. Can you afford to lose this money? I mean, if you can't, please, this is not the product for you.
This has been the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia. For the whole series so far, visit investsmartsc.my. BFM, be financially minded.